Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and something I have been predicting for years is coming true right as we speak. This out of BRICS Info, Mexico wants to join BRICS in 2024. Now, if you've been watching me for a while, for many, many, many years, I have been saying that this would happen. I've talked about rumors in the past about Mexico joining BRICS in videos. For example, this one was from April 4th, 2023. But I've been talking about it in videos for about 4 years. And the thing is, it was obvious. I live in Mexico. That's about to end soon. But I've been living in Mexico for 4 years. And I know the environment around here. I know where things are heading. So it's something that I've been focusing on for a long time. So we're going to get into what this actually all means, where BRICS is going right away in this video today. But my friends, before I do, I urge people to check those links below. Check out our firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult linked in the description to schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package where you could buy physical gold and silver and you could roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. I urge people to check that out. Leave a comment when you're signing on up on that really easy to sign up sheet. Just in the comment section, say you found them at WAM or World Alternative Media, and we appreciate it. This is about avoiding the CBDC system that they're building all around us in this new technocratic world order that they're building. Also, make sure to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. And you also get free shipping overall if you are in the United States. Again, this is a way to avoid the Great Reset. This is how to be prepared. This is how to do the thing that they expect you not to do, which is actually be self-responsible. That's in the Great Reset. They don't want responsibility. They want collective control of the masses via technocratic grid. So check out heavensharvest.com and get long-term storable foods. They're trying to destroy the food supply and they're trying to poison the food supply and they're pushing World War III as an excuse for all this. This is your time to get prepared. Anyway, let's get into this. So Mexico wants to join BRICS in 2024. There's been announcements. They are going to the BRICS summit. They are going to be talking with the Chinese and the Russians. And again, a major part of the Great Reset is China. It was propped up as a guinea pig state for a long time. Let me be clear that the dollar is a bad thing, but people think therefore it must mean that BRICS is a good thing. That's far and beyond wrong. The BRICS has been propped up as the replacement for the dollar for decades. And before it even became a thing, it was always a plan to collapse the Western economies in favor of Eastern economies. But in that new world order, everything would be digital. And of course, BRICS said that they are going to be completely, backed by gold. But the problem is you'll never see that gold. There'll be IOUs, just like we saw up until Nixon took the United States off the gold standard, a bunch of IOUs with no actual reserves that you never get to hold anyway. And of course, instead, you end up with a digital copy. And that digital copy will be attached to social credit, carbon credits, etc. China has been propped up as that superpower for years as a guinea pig state for that with the Trilateral Commission. And of course, Henry Kissinger propping them up as well. But this is a major move by Mexico. And of course, this is happening as Mexico, AMLO, President AMLO is about to be replaced by, everyone's pretty much accepted it, Claudia Sheinbaum, a Jewish climate scientist. Now, of course, AMLO has been against the climate restrictions in Mexico. In fact, he said no to a bunch of North American treaty restrictions. And that led within days to three major oil refineries exploding. At the same time as massive hurricanes that were going in the opposite direction, suddenly taking a turn, going from tropical storms to category fives in Acapulco's case and category four here in Puerto Vallarta and hitting directly into the city center. A lot of people have been calling it weather modification, including even some people in the Mexican government. So again, this is something I've been predicting for a while. It seems interesting that we're seeing this as a shift to Claudia Sheinbaum, the Jewish climate scientist, which makes no sense in Mexico, a Catholic country that has been pushing back against climate nonsense. But AMLO's in the same party as her, and she's been basically selected by the powers that be. I want to show you guys what BRICS looks like in this new world order. So let's look at how this has changed over time. We have 1993, 1994, BRICS versus G7. Okay, 1996, 44.10% versus 17%. and now 2000. And we're seeing a major rise in BRICS countries, a shocking rise, all as the U.S. buries itself, as it self-destructs, as it's all part of the plan. This is the goal and the agenda of the globalists. And now we're getting to 2011, and we're almost seeing an exact parity. 2013, 2014, almost complete parity, 32% versus 29%. Okay, we're getting into 2018, 2019, and boom, complete parity in 2020. Shocking that it just happens in 2020. Now we're seeing 2023 and 2024, 32%. Now let me actually pause it for a second, because now they're going into future projections based on what we're seeing so far. But 2024, 32.7% of the GDP at purchasing power parity, world total, versus G7 countries, 29.06%. Now, this is sourced by the IMF, World Economic Outlook, and everything after 2023 is a forecast, but we're seeing it 100% right before our eyes, and it's impossible to miss it. It's insane, because we're seeing a far more population within BRICS than outside of BRICS. Of course, with just the countries that want to join BRICS in total, it's 6.6 billion population worldwide. I mean, when we fast forward this chart here, we get 2028. They say 33.6% versus G7, 27.7%. But I think it's going to be much worse. I think we're going to see a major shift away from the dollar in the face of all this, the likes of which we have not seen before. I mean, again, the U.S. national debt is rising by $1 trillion about every 100 days, says CNBC. I mean, how could anyone trust the U.S. economy at this point? It's not possible. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. The national debt now stands at nearly $34.4 trillion as of Wednesday. Since June, the last two $1 trillion jumps occurred in about 100 days. It's escalating, it's amplifying at a rapid pace. As this out of RT says, West destroying its own financial system, says Putin. Policies enacted by the US and EU have discredited Western banking and its currencies, according to the Russian president. So this is obvious, and we could go into the Russia and China being propped up in the first place, Israel and all these other countries being propped up in the first place by the U.S. government, and then, you know, problem, reaction, solution in a moment. But this is where things are heading. BRICS overtaking G7 in economic might, says Putin. The group will account for 36% of the world's GDP in purchasing power parity terms by 2028, according to the Russian president. I think it's going to be more than that, because if it panics everyone, then we're going to see an escalation in people dropping out of the U.S. dollar. Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates have already left the dollar for BRICS. The U.S. dollar is based on the Saudi petrol standard. Kissinger met with the Saudis back in the 70s in order to form an alliance with them for the dollar to ensure that it's a world reserve currency, and that they would only trade their oil in dollars. Now, before that, we should zoom out. FDR took the gold. And then as the gold was being reinstated by my friend Anthony Blanchard's father, back in the 70s, we saw, of course, around 1969, Charles de Gaulle, the president of France, putting battleships in New York Harbor, demanding the gold be repatriated to France. When Nixon admitted that they didn't have the gold, then France obviously was pissed off and threatened them and demanded their money. So what Nixon did, and this is all part of the agenda, was he took the US dollar off the gold standard and put it into the fiat system, which was already in existence via the IOU system and usury previous to this. But this was the major shift in order to, again, knock down the U.S. empire, prop up China, because at the same time, Kissinger was meeting with Mao Zedong, creating an alliance with them to save them from starvation and prop them up as a new superpower for technocracy and all that kind of stuff. And then fast forward, Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Rockefellers and the Trilateral Commission propping them up as a global technocratic superstate, while Kissinger is meeting with the Saudis and cementing the almost 50 years of petrodollar dominance, as they destroy the economy, as we see inflation rise, as that weakens people, and then they come in, they pull out the rug, and they bring in the new system, which they already have set to go, which is, of course, the CBDC and the social credit system, which they are basing on China, which they've been propping up all this time. And of course, Russia was propped up by the U.S. in the first place in World War One with allowing the Bolshevik uprising and the October Revolution. And, you know, at the same time as they're propping up Israel and the United Nations, or at the time, League of Nations, and World War II, same thing. Israel, now the United Nations, and, of course, Soviet Russia in alliance and, you know, creating a new superpower that would continue on for a long time, obviously. And now we're seeing the shift from the U.S. dollar to the Russia-Chinese system, which, again, people think, oh, Russia's anti-establishment because Ukraine's bad. Well, no, Ukraine was also propped up by the U.S. in the first place. Maidan massacre, 2014 coup, all this kind of stuff. It was all a fabricated event to bring down an old empire and prop up a new one, as we see Dubai rise, as we see Shanghai and Beijing and places like that, and Hong Kong. A BRICS currency could shake the dollar's dominance, says foreignpolicy.com. De-dollarization moment might finally be here. Well, it's without a doubt that is the case. We are seeing a sacrifice, self-sacrifice, a suicide of the West. And there's no other way to put it. It is a suicide of the West. BRICS currency to be announced in 2024. This year is the year that they're set to announce the new World Reserve Currency at their summit. And it's moving so fast. I mean, it's moving so fast. And, you know, we see similar stories here. BRICS, China injects record 1.4 trillion yuan into money markets. They are building this in every way possible in order to bring down the West. And it's all by design. And it's so easy when the U.S. national debt is rising by $1 trillion every 100 days, and they've printed the dollar into oblivion, and they printed 25% of all the dollars ever in existence in 2020. And of course, they are continuing to weaken the masses, demoralize the masses, push trans kid agendas, destroy the military while trying to go to war and World War III, so they have an excuse to shift, at the same time as they're destroying the housing market, so you will own nothing and you will be happy, as Klaus Schwab says. And by the way, let me just point out, Klaus Schwab says China is a role model for the Great Reset. So this is all said in the books. Destroy the food supply and the energy grid, which they could utilize war for. They could utilize the climate change nonsense for. They could poison the air and the water in order to do that, at the same time as they can destroy, you know, the shipping trade and the freight trade, so that you can't get things from point A to point B, as they go after farmers and all this kind of stuff. It's all by design. That's why they're propping up militaries in China and Russia and places like that in the East while destroying them in the West. And that's why they're running out of their entire stockpile in the military in the UK, the US, Canada, etc., and most of Europe, while sending soldiers to Ukraine to fight against Russia, you know, provoking World War III, which is, again, a big script based on false flags, destroying their own energy grid by blowing up the Crimean bridge, as well as the Nord Stream pipeline. All of it's being exposed now. Tapes are coming out of Germany where they admit that they were going to do that, and they did that. And we're seeing false flags abound in order to create as much chaos as possible and bring in the final solution as far as they're concerned, which is a complete sacrifice of humanity and the replacement of us by essentially a technocratic simulation, a brain, a technological dystopia. And I've been saying, like, behold a pale robot, because this is the death of humanity itself. And again, if there is a war on humanity, the solution is to be more human, be more empathetic, be more conscious, and of course, be more responsible and you know, free. I mean, freedom, responsibility, and independence are synonymous with humanity. And people are forgetting about that. We got to this point because of inconvenience, and we built and grew and got stronger. And now with convenience, we're falling. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. So we are facing down one of the biggest problems humanity has ever seen. A new Tower of Babel, 15-minute cities, CBDCs, carbon credits, social credits, and giant unified ledgers, which the United Nations is calling for, and all these different things. Complete surveillance and no free speech and no ability to, you know, reject this old system. And we're also getting attacked in our minds, our consciousness, our ability to connect with the world around us, which is, again, it's so interdimensional. And I go into that in my recent video with Tim Pichot on who rules the world, which I urge people to check out. It's long form, and I think it's very interesting. But we're being attacked by every single angle, and they weaken us with poverty. They weaken us with food and lack of health and stress. So no one's ever preparing for the future because they're too busy trying to figure out what the hell just happened over the last few years. And no one has ambition anymore because they feel they're going to get stifled or shut down, whether it be by money, but, or by a new global event, because we're being hit by them every week. We are in a tough place, but that's the negative side of it. We need to know the negative to understand the positive, or grow the positive, build the positive. But long term, we will win. They're halfway finished building the Tower of Babel, but they have to finish building it. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. But when it is completed, eventually, as good overcomes evil always, it will come collapsing down. We need to build a road in a different direction than that, so that we can build from the ashes and grow a bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath. But we cannot do that without building today. It's easier on being on the outside looking in than being trapped on the inside and have no way to get out in a Logan's Run type scenario, which is the dystopia they're creating around us. That's why it's so important, like in the face of this, everyone's in the dollar, everyone's in digital bank accounts. People are so enslaved, no matter how awake they are. They're stuck watching their smartphone. They're going to the grocery store, assuming that it's always going to be there and there's always going to be stuff there, when FEMA's preparing for complete, like full rations right now based on food shortages that they're creating themselves in order to feed us poison in ration lines and get us on carbon credits. We are being attacked in so many ways, and people just are so dependent on the system that's enslaving them. That's why, again, you know, as humanity goes, responsibility is the way to go. That's why I urge people, again, as I finish this, we've talked about BRICS a lot. This is a way to get around World War III and the economic collapse and the destruction of the supply chain. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on all your purchases. I urge people to do this, my friends. This could save your life, could save you far into the future. And it's just a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. You get free shipping if you're in the U.S. Please take this seriously. Go and do this. Get on this, my friends. This is the agenda going forward they're building. Why aren't we building our agenda to save ourselves and the rest of humanity from sure destruction? I urge people to check that out. Again, it's not about fear mongering. It's about actually taking steps so we aren't in this situation. I urge people to also check out firstnationalbullying.com/schedule-consult. It's linked in the description. My friend Mark Gonzalez runs it. We've done interviews in my house here in my office before. He's an amazing guy, and he's trying to save people from the CBDCs and from this complete enslavement of humanity. You could buy physical gold and silver there. You don't have to depend on your banks. You could get platinum, palladium, all these different things. You can roll over into, IRAs, 401ks, etc. with physical gold and silver. You can do these things and save yourself from financial enslavement, which most people are already under the spell of. There's a comment section. Just say that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM. You can schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package. So I urge people to go and check that out. Another way to get prepared is go to Wild Pastures and get 20% off for life, plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, antibiotics, steroids, feedlots, pesticides, or any other chemicals. All raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. Again, they're trying to poison our food. We need to find solutions, and I find this to be a solution. It's temperature controlled, delivered to your door. Highly recommend it. Check that link in the description for that deal. Of course, we have Lion Energy for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So we don't depend on the government for that. Free shipping and money off when you use our link. We have madtrapnutrition.com, link below. Again, you get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Manuka honey, and of course, mushroom tinctures. Really highly recommend this stuff, my friends. So go and check that out. And finally, as if we didn't have enough solutions already, this one is very important. RNCstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center. Oh, and by the way, did I already say on Mad Trav Nutrition, use code Josh to save money on this? Well, it's the same thing at RNCstore.com. Because again, this is your source for laetrile, amygdala, vitamin B17, apricot seeds. Made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds there. Again, this is a very important investment in your health going forward as they're trying to mass murder us. You could use code Josh over there, save some money. Again, we have Bhagavat right here in front of us. And as always, we have Laetrile B17. We have Pro B15 Pangamic Acid. I highly recommend people go and check this out before it is banned, which it likely will be, unfortunately. Also, make sure to check out gogetfunding.com. You guys are amazing. Those that have helped our WAM legal defense, you guys are amazing. We're taking off right away to England, where we're going to be for an extended period of time because we are doing a documentary. I'm getting rid of my house. I'm doing some projects with Iconic Network, so I'm looking really forward to that, though I wish I didn't have to leave the nice weather and the freedom community here. But those of you that have donated to our gogetfunding.com campaigns are amazing. We couldn't do it without you. We have been bankrupted by the system, but that's because we speak the truth and they want to crush us and destroy our will to continue. But, you know, they fucked with the wrong guy. So thank you to those who've helped support us. Gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. There's a Bitcoin address and there's a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. You can find our Teespring store link in the description for merchandise. And as always, you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok, and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where we, of course, were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.